The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now that Premier Mark McGowan has scrapped COVID restrictions at Perth's major venues, tomorrow night's footy game between the Eagles and Collingwood could have the biggest crowd the Southern Hemisphere has seen since COVID-19 hit. Joining me now is Optus Stadium CEO Mike McKenna. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ben.
Now, how many footy fans are you expecting through the gates tomorrow night?
Well, we're expecting upwards of 50,000. I'd say somewhere between 50 and 55 would be expected tomorrow evening.
Wow. I was talking to Prime Minister Scott Morrison yesterday. He'll be one of your guests tomorrow night. And he said just how incredible it is, looking at what is happening around the world, that we can have a footy stadium with upwards of 50,000 people in it. Is that how you're feeling?
Absolutely. I think we're extremely lucky here in WA, particularly the run we've had and the fact that we can come back so hard at the stadium like we've got to enjoy football. And so many other places around the world are struggling to even stage events behind closed doors.
Mm. And can you take us through what sort of preparations you've been making this week to get ready for that return to close to full capacity?
Yeah, look, I think it's pretty much the same as we've seen for every other sort of start of a season, both football and cricket, that we've had a lot of work going into cleaning the venue, making sure it's ready for people to come and arrive. We've been buying the produce we need to have to serve to people, both in the public and corporate areas, and making sure that the surface is going to be a great one to play on. I think the biggest challenge we've had really is recruiting, and I think that everyone in the hospitality industry here in Perth and WA and around the country is struggling in that area just to get the numbers of people in the absence of the overseas students and the overseas backpackers who actually form such a big part of the workforce in hospitality.
Yeah, we talk about some vacancies. The average pub or cafe in the hospitality industry might need to hire a couple of baristas, maybe a waiter or two. Can you give us an idea of how many staff you desperately need at the stadium?
Yeah, look, we're going to roster about 1,500 shifts. So that's 1,500 people working a shift for this game. Probably next week will be another about 1,350, and then back for the Derby, another 1,500 staff are required. So it's a large amount.
And it's right a huge amount.
It is. It's a great source of employment. Events at Optus Stadium, we do employ a lot of people, and the people who are either students or they're retired workers or people just looking for a few extra dollars to put on the table at the end of the week. We have a game most weeks, but we also have a lot of other business and other social events that we put on at the stadium. It's a great source of employment. Right at the moment, it's a challenge, and I think it's not a challenge we face on our own, but we're certainly looking forward to the day when those people who do work in hospitality and support us and others are able to come back to Australia.
Mm. And you think now that the JobKeeper payments have ended, that some of the younger people who are getting those prop-ups from the government might be more eager to find paid employment?
Look, we're certainly hoping there is some of that around, although at this stage we haven't seen that dramatic a change. Now, we had a lot of people on JobKeeper in our casual workforce, and they've been working on and off throughout the period, whether it be for the football hub last year, cricket, or in our major events that we put on for the business community. So we've had people working the whole time. We're not sure that there's very many who are sitting there spending their JobKeeper money, but we're certainly hoping there are a few.
Mm. And so how many people do you need to employ as of today?
Oh, we're probably a couple of hundred short at the moment.
A couple of hundred?
And we're making phone calls all the time to people who have worked for us before. We're recruiting flat out. So anybody who would like to work at the stadium, and it could be in customer service, greeting people at the gates or at the top of aisles, making sure that they can move around the stadium, working in any of our food and beverage outlets or in our premium hospitality spaces, if they're a chef or a cook, or even the logistics, moving beer kegs around the venue. You can go to optusstadium.com.au and click on the link that will take you through the job section. Anybody who wants to work, we're looking to recruit.
Fantastic. Looks like a great way to earn a bit of pocket money. And now you talk about the premium hospitality. You've got the VIP of all VIPs in the venue on Friday night, the Prime Minister of Australia. Are there things you need to do to prepare for such a VIP?
Oh, look, probably the best way to answer that is to say that all of the people come to the stadium are VIPs, and there are VIPs in both the public areas and the premium areas. And I'm sure that the Prime Minister will be treated like all the other guests in premium hospitality spaces. He's a guest of the West Coast Eagles, and I'm sure they'll look after him very well. There are a few things we have to do around security, make sure he gets in and out with his people, But that really is just making it a smooth entry and exit. So it's something we do quite often, whether it be for the Premier, for the Governor or others who just have a little bit of extra security around them.
Oh, yeah, you've got a protocols in place for all that, as I'm sure you do. And I mentioned to the Prime Minister yesterday that he has to make sure he has a few Gage Rhodes beers while he's at the stadium. Can you give us an idea of how much beer the stadium might go through tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, if we get to around that sort of 50, 55,000, we'll probably pour about 70,000 beers on the night. And that'll be obviously accompanied by a responsible service of food as well. So probably 7,500 Mrs. Max pies and 14,500 cups of chips and even probably about 6,000 hamburgers. So there's lots of food and beverage available, and there's a lot of work going in by our staff to prepare that and in the days ahead. We've probably got about 4,000 meals we'll serve in the corporate areas as well. So lots of preparation. And our chefs are fantastic at doing a terrific job getting ready for the game.
Well, it's going to be a massive night at Optus, and we can't wait to see. Hopefully the West Coast gets a win. Optus Stadium CEO Mike McKenna, thanks for being on the West Live.
It's a pleasure.